Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Jefferson Mayor, Craig Berry, joining us now. So thank you very much, Mr. Mayor, for being on.
Well, thank you, Coltrane, for asking me to be here.
You bet. Well, something very recent that happened at our last city council meeting was there was an appointment made to fill a vacancy on the city council. That person to fill that vacancy was Darren Jackson. So first of all, the city council made its determination to go ahead with the appointment process to fill that vacancy, as opposed to going to the special election. Can you just kind of go back to that point, Mayor Berry, and explain why the council wanted to go that route?
They wanted to go that route because a special election basically costs between $4,500 to $5,000, and the council didn't think that type of expense was needed for this appointment. And then what they did is they made a motion that I review the letters or emails that came out and then make a recommendation off of that to the council for them to appoint someone.
Okay. At the city council meeting, I believe you had received at least six different people's interests that submitted either those letters or emails, and then you made your recommendation of Darren Jackson to the council at this last meeting. You made a comment at that meeting that you did not do any formal interviews. You just made your recommendation based off of the emails and letters. Can you explain why?
The biggest thing I wanted to do off the emails and letters was to see what kind of experience, because we're coming into we're doing a general obligation bond, and I wanted to know if anyone of those had any bonding experience. I wanted the person to be able to hit the ground without too much of a learning curve, and knowing that Darren Jackson had had experience over in Grand Junction when he lived there, which was being appointed to the council and then running for the council and winning, and I believe he was part of that geo bond issue that they had over there for their community center. I knew he could come up fairly quickly up to speed, where the rest of them, we had one of them, the candidates had spent some time on the city council in Peyton, I think for one term, and the rest of them had no experience in city government.
By doing the appointment process, that will effectively fill this seat until this November, is that right?
Yes. If there's no special election, the seat will be filled to the election in November, which that position would be on the ballot. Now, if there is a special election, that person would fill out the remaining term of the open position, and that would be a year from this December.
Switching gears from that, let's talk about the upcoming market-to-market relay that is going to be happening on Saturday, May the 11th. As people should know by now, there was an unfortunate circumstance that happened right at the end of the winter season there, where part of a bridge was taken out at the Raccoon River Valley Trail, which that's where all of the action happens for market-to-market relay and has been in the past, what has it been, six or seven years that the relay has happened. It goes from Greene County, it goes on parts of the trail through Guthrie and Dallas down to the downtown part of Des Moines is where it ends at. With part of that bridge being taken out, does that impact the route a little bit?
It does a little. They're starting at the same spot. They're starting the first wave of teams, which there are over 350 teams this year, so they're quite a bit larger than when they first started. It was about 225 teams, and it's gotten quite a bit bigger. They will start in the same position. They'll run down Lincoln Way to the bike trail and then run south of the bike trail. When they get down to Vest Street, they will take a left and run down Mulberry under Graffiti Bridge down to 250th Street. From 250th Street, they will head south down to 260th Street and then skinny their way back onto the trail right at Winkleman.
You talked about, you know, the first waves kind of going off still way early in the morning. Talk to us about how that process is going to work. First wave goes off when, and when do you anticipate all the teams being out of here?
First wave is supposed to go off at 5:45. They increased the number of teams per wave this year. So they will be, and the last wave will be going out at 9:15. And they will be cleaning up as quickly as possible after that, because, again, it's second Saturday of the month where there will be some big sales downtown Jefferson.
There'll still be some activity happening with 357 people teams are running around.
Yeah, well, there's 7 to 8 people teams along with the driver. So we're looking at 2,800 people coming into town for that ride. Now, most of them won't be staying here. Most of them will drive in the morning. Some of them might be staying out of Cobblestone. But they'll be coming in. It'll be a nice time to show off the city. They'll be gone by 9:15.
And, of course, just want to give people the heads up, too, when that race does happen, it does happen early in the morning, so not a great chance that you'll run into, you know, motorists and people running around that early in the morning, but there'll still be some temporary kind of road closures and volunteers helping out in intersections.
Lincoln Way from Wilson out to the bike trail will be closed for that time while they're running.
Then let's tackle a couple of other topics here. Most notably, you've got a $2.6 million bond issuance coming up here at the next city council meeting on May 14th. And this covers a wide variety of different projects within the city. And as I understand it, it's to reimburse the general fund of some expenses the city's already done.
Yeah, we've incurred expenses with the new fire truck, and we've incurred expenses with the swimming pool, with the new liner in the swimming pool. That's money that has come out of the general fund that needs to be reimbursed. That's part of the bond issue. There are extensions of sidewalk we're talking about, one out to the cemetery from the depot, one down to Greenwood from wherever it ends now, and then one, of course, out to the new high school. Those are going to be, I mean, it's quite a long distance, so those are somewhat expensive. The big expense in the GO bond issue, which it's kind of going to be split between 2 years, which the expenses are going to be used. The big expense this year is a new garbage truck it'll be a single-person garbage truck with a lift arm on it. That's fairly expensive, and then with the containers that go along with that, that is an added expense too. What will happen will be the containers will be designated to the individual households. It's going to be a switch for some of these people. We will still have what they call the business garbage truck. We'll still be going around picking up with the dumpsters and that too.
And then you're talking about those sidewalk kind of extension projects being covered by this bond issue too. It's always kind of been said about the East Entryway project that no taxpayer money was going to be devoted to that. Now, this walkway extension from the depot out to the cemetery, that's kind of a separate thing.
That's a separate entryway thing. Okay. The what I would call the beautification of the entryway from the east side is going to be handled with grant money, and there's not supposed to be any tax money in it at all. This is just a sidewalk.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our Jefferson Mayor Craig Berry joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.